It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Sorry, my voice sounds awful. But I screamed a lot yesterday over lots of children and music for like 14 hours. So anyway, it is me, not a boy. Welcome to the show. I'm the owner and founder of Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street, just a block up from Wenzel's on Dauphin Street. Everybody usually knows where that is, but we're the big three-story orange stucco building called Temple Lodge, right there on the corner with Delta Bike Project. So come down and see us, and you can call the store if you have any questions, want to have something shipped. It's 251-255-5155. Also, you know, sometimes we run out of our best sellers because they've been just like flying. And so if you're buying one of those best sellers, we're trying to keep up, but you can always call ahead, or you can go to cannabama.com. You can order products, pay for them, have them shipped, or just have them paid for and set aside for you if you can't come in for a couple days. And then, of course, you can look at all the educational material, listen to the show from the past, read about us, watch us, listen to the song. and then you can also map where we're at. So check out the website, cannabama.com. It was glitchy and disabled and under construction for most of this year. And so hopefully, knock on something, hopefully it won't go down again. But, you know, it kept letting people order things that we had run out of or that we no longer sell and we couldn't figure out. But we have over 1,000 SKUs. So that's a lot of products to keep up with. And, you know, because of the way we have to do our banking separate and all, it's too many portals to have to go through, and something's just not right. But anyway, so if you're one of the people that ordered something and then got a call and said, we didn't actually have that, sorry, we're doing our best. But, you know, it never hurts to call. And also, if you want to schedule some time to have a call with me or have a meeting with me, you can call the store to do that. And Isaiah is there most of the time, Angelie, and Haley's back with us. I think she's going to definitely be working on Fridays and sort of giving Isaiah a little relief. Poor kid, he's like working 60 hours a week. But, you know, there's so few of us. When I got to do a pop-up or something like that, you know, he'll open the store and then I'm working the pop-up till midnight. So we're just kind of making it work. But anyway, I know that our coffee products, Charlie was a huge fan of the coffee products. Our brand, Pot of Coffee, the K-Cups and the whole bean coffee in the 6 flavors. There's nothing else out there, a product line like that. Most is just unflavored coffee or regular and decaf. They discontinued it. And I'm still a little traumatized because I don't know how to replace it. But we are working on that, and I may have to have something made to continue to be able to give you variety as far as the flavors and the roast strength and all that. The decaf option, and then the K-Cup versus, the whole bean. So we have a couple of bags of whole bean left, no K-Cups. So we do have some really yummy King Cake by Community that tastes amazing. I don't do flavored coffee, but I bought it for the store, and then I was like, let me just try it. And I am like a crackhead in the morning. And it's just so good. And we've got little CBD shots that we can add to it until we get a better solution. So we are working on that. And, of course, you know, we're always trying to make sure that we are always having the best of everything. So anyway, we love feedback. So email us, cannabama@yahoo.com. And then, of course, you know, I've done it before. Why not now? My personal cell phone is 251-303-5193. If you would like to text me, because calling at random won't get you very far, you and everybody else. But I would love to be able to get feedback on things. And, you know, of course, if you're needing help, advice, you have questions, sometimes after 8 o'clock at night is the best time to reach me as far as being able to message back and forth. So I've given out my phone number about probably 15,000 times. So, and you know, I want people to be able to get the answers they need. And when you have like 17 different social medias for the business and personal, you don't always catch them, you know, and I want to be able to give everybody what they need as soon as I can. So anyway, our Facebook page is Cannabama, the CBD store, and of course, Instagram is at Cannabama. So moving on, I just wanted to make a comment real quick, and our guest and I will probably hit on this just because I'd like to know what he thinks. But it seems like it happened and then was sort of resolved after everybody threw a fit. But Chikari Richardson, I just want to make a comment about the lunacy of the situation. And yes, she did break a rule. She broke a rule. But we are legally using cannabis in 35 states for medical, 17 recreational. Can we just please stop testing for it? Because if you're using legal products, you might still test. And I feel terrible for her because when I heard that she had found out her mother passed from a reporter, the passing is one thing, but then to find out from a stranger, like, who dropped that ball? I can imagine the tremendous pressure of going into what she was doing, and everyone is talking about this girl and how amazing she is, and I cannot imagine the pressure. And, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance sometimes to go to the Olympics. I'm super happy so many people came to her defense just to say, this is crazy. Weed would make you slower. Like, it's the opposite of a performance-enhancing drug. So what's the problem? And we're still, you know, we're educating. Isolate CBD is WADA approved, World Anti-Doping Association. And so they don't test for it. It is THC free, it's no big deal. Obviously she smoked because she was under a lot of duress. And she obviously regrets it because she decided to take the chance and could have lost a big opportunity. And that's why I always told my kid, you know, I would rather you have cannabis than drink. But if you get in trouble, you can have a PhD and can't get a job, and that's the rest of your life, and we don't break the law. And I'm really happy that the Delta 8 is so good for him because he doesn't feel the need to even do that. So anyway, I hope that she wins. I hope she blows it out of the water and then says, hey, that weed should have slowed me down, but I won anyway. And I hope that they're kind to her. And I hope she has time and someone to help her cope with all that crazy, because all that emotion and all that trauma just got amplified and the whole wide world was watching her. So I'm sure she'll never hear it, but everybody's rooting for you. Anyway, tonight we're going to talk to Rob Lowry, who is the co-founder and COO of Alabama Green Farms here in Alabama. Rob, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jennifer.
I probably talked longer than I anticipated, but I wanted to make sure and acknowledge this incredible talent and this, I can't imagine the everything that it would require to be that good, to be the best in the world at something.
Yeah, absolutely.
She looks like one big, like, muscle, and it's like, I'm just not that disciplined. And still has fabulous nails. And you know I'm a big fan of the bright, not natural colored hair. So I think she's way cooler than I am. And it was, I can't imagine. So we're going to be rooting for her. And
and
I even posted an argument, and I did a little limerick to go with it. But the picture of Michael Phelps covered in medals, and it said, only losers smoke weed. Just like, come on, really? We're back here? So anyway, we don't have very much time for the break, but Rob, tell us a little bit about where you're located, and then when we come back from the break, we'll talk about your actual business and how you got there.
Mm-hmm. So Alabama Green Farms is located just northeast of Birmingham, Alabama. Kind of like in the middle of three different counties between Blount County, Walker County, and Jefferson County. We kind of sit there right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Been
What's
here for
the
about
closest
two years.
Town?
Do what?
What's the closest town?
Dora, Alabama, and Summerton, Alabama.
There's a Dora, Alabama?
Yeah, it's got a Walmart.
Okay, what's the nearest town that we have heard of?
Probably going to
Birmingham.
Be Gardendale or...
Gardendale is North Birmingham, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's fascinating how huge Birmingham is. I was just driving around one night talking on the phone, and I said, I'm 30 minutes from where I need to go, and I'm still in Birmingham. It's crazy.
All the big city vibes, but it's still small enough. You can get across it pretty easy.
All right. Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Rob Lowry of Alabama Green Farms and learn about this amazing farm. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jennifer, your host from Canabama, the CBD store. We're talking tonight to Rob Lowry, the co-founder and COO of Alabama Green Farms in the Birmingham area, Dora, Alabama. Is there a Boots? Sorry, I'm tired. Okay, so Rob, tell us... your background, like how did you, I always ask everybody, how did you end up here?
How did I end up here? That is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in the Navy for 6 years. I was stationed out there at Camp Pendleton, California.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of the military in 2014, if I want to think correctly. Went directly into school like all veterans do, either law enforcement or we go to school. And I was living in Southern California. I got my medical card and was doing that whole thing. And I got into nursing school, and I loved the biology aspect of it. I was a combat medic in the Navy for Marines. I was, and I loved biology. I loved taking care of people. And I had a buddy that was kind of falling into the industry after he got out, and I gave him a shout because I was like, I just started discovering kind of what this...
Right, because in the military, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to even use it. Were you a user?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I had a medical card out there in California, and I got out and immediately started treating...
Did you smoke? Did you use cannabis before you were in the military?
No, not really. I was young when I joined the military. I was 18 when I joined the military, so besides, like... what normal kids do? No, not really.
Right. I think I was 20 when I tried it, and it didn't turn out well.
because the
only reason I had the nerve to do it was because I was celebrating my birthday, and my friend's mom gave me a gallon of vodka, so I had had a little alcohol, and no one told me, you don't want to do that. And I learned, I think that's why I don't prefer smoking now. I just, I learned the term is crossfaded.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's also kill me in the face because I can't get out of my bone. I can't get it out of my body. It was not pleasant.
Kind of stuck.
Yes. Yes. It was like 12 hours later, please go away.
Yeah. I kind of was in nursing school learning about the biology, microbiology, doing my chemistries and all that stuff. And one night, I'm telling you, I just started diving into what cannabis did. I learned about the endocannabinoid system all in one night. And I have a buddy whose daughter has epilepsy and Rett syndrome.
Mm.
And I was talking to him, and he's talking about how he can't get access to anything cannabis-related. This is years ago. And he was just complaining to me about that, and something kind of sparked inside of me. And I was like, I have to do this. Something about this is just, I have to do this. So I dropped out of nursing school and started growing. I went right into... like a major grow, and they were hurting for people, and I kind of...
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you have both the field experience and the education on the body and chemistry and the basics of how it would help and be utilized in the body, what the body needs, understanding sickness and all that before you started learning farming. So, I'm sure that that's a factor when you are deciding how to tend the plants, what strains, all that good stuff. I'm sure that all of that information that you already had was handy. I did not have that information. I had to learn it all as I went. But yeah, I it really, does. You I have to really know.
Say again, Jennifer?
I said you have. It helps you, you know, to be able to tell people a basic understanding of, you know, this is why this happens, you know.
Yeah.
And then be able to tell them this is how we can fix it.
Yeah, it's just I got really, really lucky and fortunate in the fact that I was young and didn't know what I wanted to do and just joined the military. And there was just a heavy biology background being a medic.
Right, which comes in handy with plants because it's all
just reversing it for photosynthesis. And that's how I kind of learned how to do all this.
Right. My first product experience, the thing that changed my life was the raw hemp, the RSHO. And the hemp mints, and it was so gross looking, smelling. I tell people it's like toothpaste consistency, black goo that tastes like weed and dirt in a blender. But it changed my life.
Yep.
And I mean, it was crazy. My body was like, girl, we've been waiting on you. I had had insomnia for 14 years. And after my son passed away, and I could never sleep more than about 3 hours at a time. It was miserable. And that first night, I woke up the next morning where I laid down, and I remember coming out of sleep, the first thing I thought was, am I dead? Because it had been so long since I felt remotely rested. Yeah, it was the best sleep of my life. And now I know it was the best sleep of my life. And and that was all she wrote. But I couldn't explain it to my mother without worrying her because I was 3 years in recovery. And, you know, the devil's lettuce is the gateway drug and blah, blah, blah. And that's I needed to be able to talk to my mom to convince her to use it for her own reason and also not worry. And I couldn't. And that sparked this crazy, like, voracious understanding of I got to read and do as much as I can. And I spent 9 months doing that. So I did like the struggle nursing school. any blog I can get my hands on, any phone call I could take, that's how I learned. So what are you guys doing at Alabama Green Farms?
I'm trying to apply because I learned from some of the top growers out there in California. I'm talking the people at Icon Cannabis, people like Miss Radreefer, Michelle. And I'm trying to take what they are doing out there in Southern California and Northern California and trying to apply that out here to grow the best possible product right here in my home.
Right. Well, I've often said Alabama and the Southeast should be leading the charge in the cannabis game. We've got Delta
Absolutely.
Soil. We've got more warm months. We are farmers, you know.
Yep.
People in Colorado should ask for the good stuff from Alabama.
Absolutely.
And because there's people, I know people all over the industry that are from Alabama working in the industry in different states. And so they're not going to come home because they're established. And it's a shame it took this long. But there's lots of people that left to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, so what are you guys working on? I mean, when did you plant this this harvest?
This crop was planted in May, mid-May. That's when we popped seeds. And
how big are the plants?
Yeah, we've got about 3,000 plants in the field and about 200 in the greenhouse.
Wow. And how big are they now? Because that's only a month and a half ago.
The greenhouse is, did I say May? I'm pretty sure I meant April.
Okay.
My bad. But they came from seeds, so everything is different,
right.
And everything's going to have its own different kind of vibe. And
well, when would they typically be ready to harvest then, for context?
We're
going to
flip them into flower next week.
Really? We're almost there.
Yeah, for the greenhouse, for our smokable flower.
Oh, wow. How many different strains are you growing this year?
Just one this year. We're doing Proof of Life this year, because last year we did three different strains. And
I've never had Proof of Life. I've heard of it, but I've never found it.
Yeah, well, we're growing it this year. It's a really pretty strain. It grows and it gets really frosty, and I'm excited about getting some colors to really be expressed out of it.
Yeah, is it more of a sativa or an indica?
It's more of a sativa.
Good. People, on the whole, people like sativa more, I think.
I like growing sativas more.
Yeah? Why is that?
Yeah, they get big. They get crazy, crazy big. and they're just fun to grow because the plant structure and the way it grows, mm-hmm. you can get them to kind of bonsai out and really.
It's
get
ironic that indicas are lazy.
Yeah, they're kind of just short, stubby, lazy plants.
Right, I'll get to it. That's funny. I'm a sativa person, mm-hmm. but Granddaddy Purple is the one thing that works for my migraines. I don't get them very often, maybe a couple of times mm-hmm. a year, because I don't get them anymore. But if I have, you know, it's usually when stress and lack of sleep and, you know, life comes at you at 90 miles an hour, I'll start getting a tension headache and then a migraine. And Granddaddy Purple, just a couple puffs, I'm good. Like
knocked
it never
right
happened.
Out.
And, I mean, nothing ever worked. I had them for 25 years, and then they were gone. I didn't even expect that. So
yeah.
Most of the benefits I've gotten from starting, I was not using it for that, nor was I looking for it. I had no idea all of the different things it would fix because it was not meant like most drugs are meant to do one thing, one symptom. And because of what it is and what we know it does in the body and how bioavailable and how nutritious it is for the body, you know, it creates that balance and that settles everything. It was really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And people are always amazed at, I'm like, that's why it does so well for so many different people and different reasons, because it does what it needs to do in the body, and we're set up for it.
Yep.
Let's talk about your products. What type of products are you making?
Oh, we've got everything from, well, once we harvest the greenhouse, we'll have Delta 8 flower. We've got Delta 8 dabs. We've got cartridges. We've got an assortment of CBD, CBG, and Delta 8 edibles, ranging from 25 milligrams to 75 milligrams. We're in the works to do some pretty cool pre-rolls, all kinds of things, to be honest with you.
I want to talk about in the next segment, I know this is out of left field, but when you said the greenhouse and the outdoor and all that, I would love for you to give us a simplified, you know, you got to digest it a little for us, but explain the difference between greenhouse, what it's like. I don't even know fully what light dep is. That's such a new term to me. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
Or you know, sun grown, all that stuff. But we're about to have to go to a commercial, so we'll talk about something less complicated. But I wanted to get that in there so neither of us forgets. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk different types of ways to grow it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Okay, Rob, you there? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, hey. Okay, so before the break, I had this light bulb moment when you said greenhouse. Let's go over the different terminology, because I'm sure if I'm not very well versed in this, because people will tell me this is light dep, and I'm like, I'm supposed to know and exactly what they're saying the first time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yay, is that good? What the heck mm-hmm. is light dep? What does dep mean? But there's
so
greenhouse sun grown.
Deprivation.
Oh, well, obviously I figured that out, but at first I was like, this, I don't know what this means. So there's mm-hmm. greenhouse sun grown, light dep, hydroponic.
Yeah, there's all kinds of methods to growing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no actual real way to, like, this is how you grow this. This is the best way to do this.
Right.
Everybody does it differently.
And what's the difference between greenhouse
really
and indoor?
Do what?
What is the distinction between greenhouse and indoor?
Okay, so indoor is grown by, is inside a building. All the variables like humidity, IPM, so integrated pest management is controlled. There
mm-hmm.
are certain things that go down at certain times of the plant. Everything is controlled. That's why they're able to get the bud swell that they're able to get.
Right.
And the more variables you control,
they're manipulating the environment.
The better product you make.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with the greenhouse as well. But now I'm not having to I'm cutting that cost of running all these lights. I'm just using the sun, but I'm still, it's an enclosed structure, and
okay.
I'm able to control pests. I'm able to control humidity and temperatures and everything like that so that I can still get greenhouse gas.
Is it easier to protect from pests and stuff, you know, insects?
Yes. As long as I have proper spray methods and everything during vegetation and then good predator bugs during flowers, then, yeah, we don't ever really have any pests.
Y'all fight bugs with bugs?
Yeah, we fight bugs with bugs.
Well, there you go. That's what you call organic right there.
All organic. We have predator bugs, predator
bugs.
And
we don't talk about Fight Club. So, sun-grown, obviously, it's outdoor. It's it's probably the closest to just wild grown as far as the sun and the rain. You never know what you're going to get.
They have like drip tapes and stuff that they'll run so that they can automate the watering system and stuff like that. And they'll
right, but you can't make
like
the sunshine if it's cloudy.
We'll fertilize the field and we'll run feeds and everything through the lines and they'll get fed. It's just you can't control the weather outside like
right. Yeah.
Like that. So when they're getting rained on, they can be in full flower and be 4 weeks in the flower and it'd be raining on them. And then you run the risk of bud rot and everything like that.
Right. And the high risk of like mold and mildew and stuff. How do you prevent that? I mean, you just got to watch them like a hawk or.
Oh, for outdoor?
Yeah. How do you help prevent that from happening in those circumstances?
Proper spraying. Just make sure that you're spraying your plants and making sure that you're doing everything you need to do for
right
so that they can stay as healthy as possible. Because once the plants degrade a little bit, they can never be. Like if a plant's an A-plus plant and then it gets rusted or something, it's going to be a B-plus plant. You can doctor it to remain a B-plus plant, but it'll never be an A-plus plant again.
Right. Well, right. I mean, it's a plant. You can't.
Yeah.
Once it loses something, you can't put it back. That's why people...
Yeah, and that messes with our yields and everything like that.
Segue, just to bring up the point, that was really good. You didn't know it, but you set me up. I had a real important conversation with a customer who was almost argumentative. Well, he was argumentative with Haley about insisting on, well, why don't you have 0% THC? And for smokable flower, and I was trying to help her. I was guiding her to explain if it's raw flower, it's always going to have a trace. 0% doesn't mean it's. I think it's misleading because you and I know that a lot of times it's non-detectable because there's not enough that's a measurable amount.
Yeah.
But you know they want people to know it's within the legal limit.
Yeah.
I think it's wrong and misleading and runs too much of a risk on the customer to just say it's 0.00. We all know that's not true. Again, I say this all the time. I can tell you that I'm young and pretty, but I'm 43 and I've been through some stuff. You know what I mean? It doesn't make it true, you know, just because you say it. And you, to me, and I don't know what they benefit. And especially the business that had this and was saying this, I was shocked. And it doesn't make me very many friends, but I want to make sure the consumers understand that you can't take away from or add to. Well, you can add to. You can infuse and spray, but you cannot take THC out of raw flower.
No, you
There's
cannot.
Just,
because
you get what you get.
When we're growing this stuff, that is where it comes my job is imperative because with growing THC, the job is to stress the plant out to produce THC.
Right.
With CBD, with hemp, it is the complete opposite. I need to keep these plants the least amount of stress possible so that they don't produce high amounts of THC because we have to stay within a legal limit within the state of Alabama.
Wow, stress the plant. I don't even know what that means, but okay.
So it's just making sure that they don't have bugs, making sure they're watered properly, not overwatered, not underwatered. They're sprayed, fed, and that they have everything that they possibly need when they need it so that they don't have to
Well, and it produces the best quality plant, which produces the best quality medicine. And that gas.
Yeah, that greenhouse gas.
It was so funny because I think I was the first business that sold smokable flower. And everyone was terrified. They're still terrified. I'm not anymore. But I've been doing it long enough. If I haven't gotten in trouble by now, obviously they know I'm not going to. But I used to keep pre-rolled joints under the counter only, and I didn't advertise them. And I didn't bring them out all the time because I didn't want it to scare somebody. This was before the Farm Bill, too.
Yeah.
And I was terrified. And when I moved to downtown, one of the people I was buying joints from, he said, "It's time for you to sell in bulk. Come on, don't be scared." And then when I got those cookie jars and people started picking them up and closing their eyes and sticking their face, and some of them would get, like, emotional, I was like, oh, yeah, this is happening.
Yeah, and sometimes it's trippy for me, too.
I was afraid people would react negatively, but it's my bread and butter. People love the bud. Yeah. And if you have integrity and you're good at what you do and you do it right, you get to work with the best people in the country. So
absolutely.
Our bud's always good. And we try to keep 25 to 30 strains, so there's plenty of variety. And that's just a tip of the iceberg of what is out there. But everybody's needs are different, so we want to make sure to give our customers the best chance of success. Even if it's number 29 out of 30 they've tried, you know, we keep trying. And then we work with California, Oregon, Colorado. We've got some amazing bud from Tennessee and from Virginia. I'm trying to think. I think that's the only states. We get a lot from California and Oregon. I've seen pictures that are absolute, they don't even look real. It's just like a gentle roll of these beautiful plants, and they go on and on and on, and you can almost smell it. You know, and they're 5-6 feet tall, and it just never ends, and it's so beautiful. I can imagine the cool weather, it'd be pretty sweet to go run around in there.
Yeah, I miss that cooler weather.
You have to compensate for that. Humidity is a whole new beast, right?
It's
so dry out there.
Things at a certain level, and to get those pretty colors, that's where like the cold comes in. So I have to put ice and stuff on my pots to get these colors to like these purples and stuff to be able to be produced. So
right.
It's kind of a learning curve to learn how to grow out here, but it's been a heck of an experience, and I have loved every minute of it.
How cool for you that you get to be in the pioneering group that's doing it. I mean, I really was worried that it would be a disaster for everybody growing for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I heard about anybody getting their fields burned, which I thought that in and of itself was an accomplishment. I was so proud that nothing crazy happened. I don't know if anybody had any good bud because the ag department would not let anybody sell it. But it sure was pretty.
Yeah, no, it was a learning curve for real. Some growing pains in this industry out here, but that's
why
I wanted to bring that out here. Like you said, I wanted to be a pioneer out here. I wanted to be a pillar out here, and
right,
it's all I really, really want to make happen.
Does the humidity make it? Is it just one more thing, or does it really complicate things?
It just depends on the stage of the plant. To be honest with you, during like young veg, when the plants are very young and vigorous, they love it. They're super green. Feed them properly. Spray them properly.
Tropical.
It gets a little weird when we start getting into like flower and I'm trying to like get the humidity down, or when we're drying.
Right.
Drying is kind of a pain, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because the humidity is so high. I mean, I need a certain amount of humidity so I don't get that crispy bud, but you want that sticky, really well cured buds. But that's really about it. It's just the drying process. But I was able to figure out how to compensate for that.
I have only been to a couple farms in Alabama. I have seen so many there. Like one farm had two different drying methods and curing methods, because one bud was tended to be browner, so they had green light bulbs in a cooler, and then the other strain they had just in these. It looked like bunk bed frames in these storage buildings, you know, like temporary classrooms, and that's all they had. Like 8 bunk beds, and they had these mesh things hanging, and these colas were 12 inches long and 1.5 inches wide. They were massive. But it was two totally different drying methods for two strains, but the same farm. So obviously they were trying to do what was best for each plant. And then the other farm I've been to, they had theirs hung upside down outside.
See, we kind of do the same thing. I learned my way, and I'm setting my way on how I draw. I hang mine upside down.
Does it vary from strain to strain?
No, not really.
Okay.
It can, like with trichome, like productions and wanting to maintain the trichomes on the buds and everything like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
Hmm. But for the most part, no, not really. We just cut them and flip them upside down so that all the nutrients and all the CBD and everything pushes to the buds as much as possible, and then the nightmare of trimming starts. And I don't know if you've ever trimmed.
I have not. I have taken great selfies in the field, but nobody wants me to work. I grew tomatoes for years, never ate a single one. I never could get it right. We'll be right back in just a minute with Rob from Alabama Green Farms to round out the show, and we're going to talk about the future of cannabis in Alabama. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of Sweet Home Cannabama tonight. We're talking to Rob Lowry, co-founder and COO of Alabama Green Farms. Rob, let's talk about the future of cannabis in Alabama. What you got? Don't poop out on me now. What is it? I'm sorry.
I said every day is a different experience. So I really just want to be able to grow. I want to be able to grow CBD hemp next to my THC greenhouse and be able to make sure that
utilize whatever parts of the plant that people need
right here locally.
Right. Right. Yeah. I look forward to 1-to-1, 4-to-1, you know, sort of. Even custom making things with different ratios and adding, you know, things that people need the most, you know, mix and match and make your own recipe, and keep being able to laser focus exactly what people need. You know, now that we're pretty adept, I guess it's always something else coming out that they're able to isolate parts of the plant and sort of make sure that if you need more of this or that, you can now sort of make it custom. And I think that that is probably the future because everyone is so different. You know, I've had a lot of people come through in 3 years. Our third anniversary is August 3rd. And we are so blessed to even still be in business after the last year. And I wish I could afford to throw a big giant party, but I can't. So woohoo! If anybody wants to throw us a party, we'll take it.
That would be amazing.
I know, I know.
Any volunteers?
I'm tapped out and too tired. And my son's birthday is 3 days before, so if I spend money on cake and ice cream, it's going to be for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think that you know, if you come in and you want a salve, but you're allergic to this and this, and we don't have something that, you know, is exactly what you need, but we can make it, you know? I think that is the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's so many different methods of consumption, and then there's so many iterations of each of those methods. And now you apply that to the Delta 8 and then Delta 10. People are getting that in. I haven't yet. I don't know enough about it to feel comfortable because I plan to educate my face off on it as soon as we start selling it, and I can't do that until somebody gives me something legit and I find a product that I trust that is safe.
Absolutely.
So if anybody in the industry has that and is listening, hit us up. Because I know a couple of places have Delta 10, but it's not always important to have it first. You know, if it's so new and so rare, nobody's really talking about it a whole lot. And I think we got a sample of it, and the person I asked to sample it loves the Delta 8. And he said that it was very similar and not as potent. I said, well, why do we need it then? If it does the same thing, then why take that much risk, you know, as far as the isolated products? I know there's a lot of controversy. They tried to ban it. So what did you think when you heard they were trying to ban Delta 8 and 10?
I was really upset, to be honest with you, because every time we get – couple steps forward, and it felt like they were trying to take everything away from us.
Right. I'm like, well, if this was on the up and up and good for the people of Alabama, why did it get snuck in after the fact when they started the process of a ban bill that had nothing to do with those products?
Yeah.
But I don't know who told who, but we knew about it, and everybody called everybody. The phone tree was lit up. And because Delta 8 was saving our businesses, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And come on now, we've been through enough. I think that's probably, really, it's a huge contributing factor. I won't say I wouldn't be in business without it, but it's a whole lot less likely because of the it's brought new people to the store, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why they wouldn't have been there before, and or maybe they weren't interested in CBD, but they hear that it impairs you and they come from it. But that we needed that. We needed that. So I thought that was sneaky. And if you got to be sneaky, then what's up with that?
Yeah, no, it was when the people are trying to pass the laws that aren't educated on what it even is, don't understand what it is and where it comes from and how it's
right. Made. Well, how does a politician or the state, any department, you know, say that they're trying to do what's best for the people of Alabama when here's a legal product that can fill a void where they don't feel the need to break the law anymore because it's taking care of their needs? Why wouldn't you encourage that?
Yeah, you're taking money off.
Because everybody knows, you know, people are smoking weed. I mean, when I first opened, every day, all day, I smoke weed. I'm like, really? You don't say. Why are you whispering? I'm not going to rat you out because everybody else has said the same thing. I was surprised, but they, you know, nobody talks about it. Y'all need to start talking about it. Quit acting scared.
That's part of my goal with my farm and everything like that is if you check out our social media, it is very much my two beautiful little girls. They help me with the plants. They know what to do with the plants.
Right.
They are helping me and learning about agriculture. And
that's amazing. How cool
is
that?
So I'm trying to pass this information down because it's valuable information now.
Right. Well, when you consider, compared to the number of people who live here, there's so few people that are in the industry doing anything. And our kids, man, what a front row seat.
Yep,
my kid's
absolutely.
19
they,
running
they
the biggest
everything.
Cannabis business in Alabama. And there's not a job opportunity like that, you know. And a lot of the retail stores don't have a bunch of employees. So there are no jobs. I'm sure that it's probably easier to get a job sweating out in the field, but to be boots on the ground and amongst the products and all, I mean, there aren't a whole lot of jobs. And so the ones of us who are still raising our children who don't think a thing of plants and the lingo and all, that's amazing because that breaks that cycle. You know, we all grew up with the DARE program and the gateway drug and the war. You know, we grew up with the brainwashing.
Yes.
And so we're making it easier for their generation to accept that, the natural medicine aspect of it and it not being something to demonize.
Yeah, break that toxic cycle so that they can actually have a future.
Yeah, and I see people from all over the industry, all over the country, and they all got their babies and their kids out in the field. And that's amazing. And the fact that we can use social media to put that out there, we're not ashamed. Yes, that's my 3-year-old in a hemp field. What you got to say? That's his medicine, you know?
And she knows, and they know how to grow it, and they know what to do when the plants are at certain size.
Educate them and with a reverence for it being medicine, a respect, and you don't trivialize it, and they don't know who Cheech and Chong are, and that's okay. It'll be fun later when they find out.
This is a real industry.
If their first impressions and information are that this is medicine and it's important, it's very serious.
Yep.
You're doing something important. That's their basis of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And then the afterthought is it's kind of giggly too. That's so funny. I bet the plants are probably going to end up being bigger than them. I know when I went to one farm, I'm 5'1", and theirs were bigger than me.
My plants in my greenhouse right now are 12 feet tall.
Oh, man, I need to come up there this week before y'all do
You do?
That.
Just give me a shout anytime, and I'll run you up there.
Okay. Hey, I'm serious.
I'm serious, too.
Okay.
Anything off my back.
Yeah, I need to take more time to come and see the plants and do that because— you know, people in Alabama, I show people that one farm, the pictures, and they're like, that's in Alabama? I need to do like an RV tour and take pictures of all the farms and say, look how normal and right in your backyard this is. Mm-hmm. We need to be proud of it. We're going to be good at something besides football. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Yeah. We can be good at more than one thing. And if they let us sell CBD products at the game instead of beer, nobody would stab their cousin during the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't. Everything would be peaceful.
Well,
I'd say that.
We've got about
whatever.
We got about a minute or two. So tell us where our listeners can find you on social media and see what y'all got going on.
We have Facebook. We have Instagram at Alabama Green Farm. We're the first one right there. We have a website. There's a link all in the description of every social media that we have.
Okay.
He is a grower. I'm on Instagram at Rob Goblins with a Z. And if anybody wants to reach me, anybody's listening that could possibly use product, they can give me a shout at 205-514-5378.
All right, and he's humble. He knows a lot more than he's letting on, y'all. Thanks for being with us tonight. Thank you, Rob. And we'll see y'all next week on Sweet Home Kennebama.
All right, be blessed.
Thank you.